Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Alex Stanzi. A new survey by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York shows the number of people who are expecting to lose their jobs at a record high. So, Alex, let's start with the numbers. How much higher are they, and what's with the change?
The number is still fairly low. It's at 4.4%, but that's the highest number since the Fed Bank started this survey 10 years ago.
And what do we think, you know, is behind this? I mean, you see the numbers doing better, but
I think they didn't really have a geographical component to this, but I suspect if they did add a, you know, component by geography, you would see a very mixed labor force. Some states are doing quite well, while other ones are struggling a bit.
In the Bay Area, we hear about high-tech layoffs, you know, every week, and they seem to be growing. So I'm not surprised at this survey. But, you know, where else in the country are you seeing this, and what's behind that?
Well, you're still seeing it tied very much to rates. So real estate jobs are in a tough bind. You know, mortgage brokers, there's very few people buying houses these days. So those type of jobs are under pressure. A lot of professional and finance jobs are under pressure. And like you said, the information sector, tech jobs are still under pressure. California is one of the five states where there's more unemployed people now than there are job openings. So technically, you could fill every single job opening in California with an unemployed person, and you'd have unemployed people left over.
You also looked at the number of people who are choosing to work somewhere else. Why are so many people looking for new jobs? Is it because of that instability that they feel?
Yeah, so that's part of it. There's, it's interesting. It's much more women are with a new employer in the last 4 months compared to men. But overall, that number's also at a record. So it kind of shows a tale of two workers. There's some people out there that are kind of easily moving from job to job and finding new employment, and then other people are struggling, and the time it takes to find a job when you're unemployed is also ticking up, so that's not a good sign for many people.
What's the average now?
It's 25 weeks is the average, but the median is much lower. It's closer to 10 weeks.
Go ahead.
There's some outliers there that are dragging the average up.
25 weeks, that still sounds like a lot to be, you know, worried about making men's meet.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, that can be traumatic for a family with no income coming in.
What does this mean for employers? Because if that many people are worried about losing their jobs, A, they could be distracted. They could genuinely be looking elsewhere, even if their job was secure.
So that's something interesting in the report. There's a lot of churn going on. Lots of people are looking. A record number are working for a new employer in the last 4 months. So that ticked up to 7.1% of people. And for women, it's 9%. So it's 1 in 11 women that's working for a new employer in the last 4 months, which is a lot. So part of the reason is people aren't satisfied with their wages. They're not satisfied with the benefits. The benefits, dissatisfaction with benefits ticked up a little bit before. So people are looking for better opportunities, and if they have the right skill set, they're finding them. The number of job offers people expect to get, some people expect to get 4 or more job offers, and that was also a record high for that category.
Wow. That also then indicates how many jobs are available.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a tale of two workers. If you have the right skill set and you're good at interviewing, you're landing lots of jobs. And you're probably getting good offers, but for a lot of people, it's a quite a slog to find any job.
That is Bloomberg's Alex Tansey. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes up at 8 a.m.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.